1940s, golden age of radio. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Turning the dial, stay for a while. Adopt our children. Podcast new sound, taking it.
And welcome again to another episode of Second Golden Age of Radio. My name is Richard Templeman.
And I'm Kelly Tolley.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you. Glad to have you back or joining us for the first time.
If you don't know what this show is about, we teach you about old-time radio in the original Golden Age of Radio.
Yeah, I'm learning as I go. Richard was a big fan and he's teaching me about it.
So today's topic of interest, today's radio show, original radio show drama we're going to discuss, is called The Shadow. Ever hear of it?
I think so.
I think they made it into a movie, maybe.
Yeah, maybe I've heard of the movie.
Perhaps. Well, this is...
I don't know much about it, though.
This is a famous catchphrase. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Oh, that's from The Shadow?
The Shadow knows.
Oh, I definitely know that.
You know that, but you didn't know it came from The Shadow?
Yeah, no, I didn't know.
It's a collection of serialized dramas, originally in the 30s pulp novels, and then a wide variety of media. So it started as little mystery novels, and then... depicted as a crime-fighting vigilante with psychic powers, posing as a wealthy young man about the town. I believe his name, if I'm not mistaken, forget it, but I know that it's like Vernon or something like that. But that could be because I'm not thinking about it.
Yeah, you're thinking about your show that you're doing.
The radio drama is well remembered for those episodes voiced by the famous Orson Welles.
Oh, Orson Welles was The Shadow?
Mm-hmm, for many years, and then it was different. So, oh, interestingly enough, The Shadow debuted on the 31st of July, 1930, as the mysterious narrator of the Street and Smith radio program. We remember Street and Smith being the company that produced the outstanding magazine adventure series that spawned X-1.
Oh. Cool.
Cool.
I didn't remember that, but now that you say it.
After gaining popularity among the show's listeners, the narrator became the star of the show, The Shadow Magazine, on April 1st, 1931. And then on September 26, 1937, the Shadow radio drama premiered. So it was 1937 when the radio show came out.
Okay.
And the story, The Death House Rescue, in which the Shadow is characterized as having the power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. I remember that power.
So this is like a comic book podcast.
Yeah. And he's able to seem invisible.
Yeah.
To his enemies.
Because he blurs their minds.
Mm-hmm.
I see. That's kind of cool.
Ooh, and that little statement I said, who knows what
evil lurks in the heart of man. Men, yeah.
Frank Reddick Jr. said it, and it says it's earned a place in American as an American idiom.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why you knew it, because it was just more famous.
Exactly.
So, I'm trying to think what his name is.
You'll have to look it up and add it back into the show.
I'm sure.
Because you know it's around there somewhere. It's in that brain of yours.
See, in print, it says in print, the Shadow's real name is Kent Allard. In print, it says the Shadow's real name is Kent Allard, but I don't think that's his name in the radio show. There it is. One of these identities, indeed, the best known. Lamont Cranston, a wealthy young man about the town. Lamont Cranston.
That sounds fun. Well, I'm excited to listen to this.
Yeah, me too. Maybe we should take a listen and then BRB.
BRB.
Bringing radio back. Hashtag BRB. All right, thank you.
Ha 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 ha. the hearts of men. The shadow knows.
The Shadow, Lamont Cranston, a man of wealth, a student of science, and a master of other people's minds, devotes his life to righting wrongs, protecting the innocent, and punishing the guilty. Using advanced methods that may ultimately become available to all law enforcement agencies, Cranston is known to the underworld as the Shadow. Never seen, only heard, as haunting to superstitious minds as a ghost, as inevitable as a guilty conscience. The Shadow's true identity is known only to his constant friend and aide, Margot Lane. Today's story, The Creeper.
Mother, is that you? Is the storm frightening you? Mother!
Be quiet. I won't hurt you. I'm just going to take you away. Away where nobody will ever find you. Nobody will ever find you. And you won't be lonely. There are other fine young ladies like yourself where I'm taking you. They were rich and beautiful, too. Once. Once. Yes, once. They call me the Creeper.
Creeper?
So, you are the Creeper, and all men fear you.
What was that? Who was that? I heard laughter, a voice.
Yes, the laughter and voice of the Shadow.
But there's no one here. I see no one, and yet I...
Yes, someone is here. Someone you can't see. Someone who's not afraid of you. You're hearing the Shadow.
Shadow? But shadows do not laugh. They do not speak. No. For years I have lived among shadows in the darkness.
Your crimes have found you out, Creeper.
The voice of a man. Why can't I see him? There's no place he can hide, not here.
I am here, close to you, Creeper. Even by the yellow light of your lantern, you cannot see me, because I have the power to cast a shadow across your mind, a veil across your eyes.
No! No! It's like a dream. Like the dreams I used to have when I lived down here alone. I used to pretend. I used to talk to people. Pretend they talked to me.
No, Creeper. Those others who spoke to you were fantastic creatures of your imagination. I am here. Watch, I'll prove it to you. See? I was close enough to snatch that chain from your hand, throw it away. And now... Now you are going to lead me to your other victims. Margot, get back. Get away from me.
No, you keep away from me. Keep away or I'll kill you.
Is that the gun you used to kill Haggerty, the night watchman, Creeper?
Yes. Yes, he almost caught me. Yes. Yes, I killed him. I killed him. And I'll kill you.
Why don't you try? Why don't you shoot, Creeper?
Oh, if I could only see you. I... No. No, that doesn't matter. There's a better way. I can see the girl. Keep away from me, Shadow. You keep away or I'll shoot her.
You never have the chance.
Just let go of me. You'll never take me. Never.
Devil.
I told you. I told you I'd kill her. I told you, Shadow.
Oh, Lamont, I thought...
Yes, Margot, I know. I read the papers. They gave the Shadow a very fine obituary, don't you think?
Oh, but Lamont, what really happened? When the police got there, Edith Day and Mr. Conrad and the others told them the Shadow arrived just as the Creeper was going to dynamite the place and kill them all. They said the Shadow tricked the Creeper into following him down the tunnel away from the others so they wouldn't be killed. And then there was an explosion. They said the Creeper and the Shadow were blown to pieces.
Do I look blown to pieces, Margot?
Oh, but Lamont... How did you escape?
The old trick of voice projection, Margot. Ventriloquism. It was easy in that tunnel. A creeper followed my voice, hurled the dynamite where he thought my voice was coming from. Ahead of him. But all the time, I was behind him. Far enough behind him to be safe.
Oh, I'm glad. Oh, I'm so glad, Lamont. I was afraid that this time it was true that the shadow was dead.
No, Margot. As Mark Twain once said, the report of my death has been grossly exaggerated. The shadow is still alive. Very much alive, as the criminal world will discover to its sorrow.
The characters in this story are entirely fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The shadow knows.
So that was the shadow.
Wow.
Same time, same station.
That was really fun. Was completely over the top and cheesy.
Completely. Like, the worst villain I've ever heard of. Ooh, I'm so much smarter than you, Shadow. I know things more than you do. What?
I don't like the crowds. The crowds. I will kill them all.
I need to kill all people, and then there won't be any more crowds.
Oh, don't trick me, Shadow.
Shadow, you tricked me. I thought you said I was
going to kill the people.
I was going to be invisible.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was one thing we learned. And the second thing we learned is, I guess in 1938, 1937.
The hot new technology.
Coal-burning heaters for your home! I have a very unique offer to offer any of you people out there to install a blue coal heater for your own home.
Make sure that you get blue coal.
It burns safer.
More efficiently.
It's better for your breathing air.
So much better for you than oil heaters?
Oil heaters will never catch on. Well, I thought it was interesting because they actually pitched in their advertising campaign, get your coal, your blue coal, for Christmas this year.
Yes, they literally said, buy your spouse coal for Christmas.
I was like,
oh, the irony.
Nuh-uh. You did not just say that.
Yeah. That was very interesting. But I liked the shadow.
Mm-hmm. I actually thought it got more interesting as the story progressed. Like,
yeah,
there was cool parts to it.
Yeah, I think it's like one of those shows. I don't know if every episode is like that, but I feel like it's one of those shows that you watch it first and you're like, oh my gosh, this is really cheesy and over the top. But once you just let yourself enjoy the cheesy over the top, and you're like, yeah, this is so rocks.
This is good. Yeah, I think if we were to modernize it, like totally, the shadow, because he does use hypnosis to cloud the mind, we might have like a technology, you know, he even said cloak of invisibility like Harry Potter, but you know, there might be a technology that could kind of confuse people to think that that person's invisible, and that would be the gimmick instead of actually just being a magician.
Yeah.
It was interesting. He's like, solves crimes because he can be invisible. I like the idea of that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his whole shtick. The other part of it is, like, with some superheroes, the law enforcement hates him.
Right. And they don't seem like they like him at all.
Yeah.
At first, I guess.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's generally the way that happens sometimes, too, I guess, with superheroes. Yeah. They don't like him, and then the superhero comes along and saves the day, and they decide they do like him. But in this particular instance, he gave all the...
He basically caught the bad guy and gave them all the credit.
Yeah.
He doesn't even care about the credit.
He pulled a Sherlock Holmes.
Totally. I actually thought that this was a lot like Sherlock Holmes as I was listening.
Yeah. It's like, oh, go
In fact,
excuse me, go ahead and you take the credit for that.
In fact, the way they that he caught the criminal was he staged a little scene where everyone would be at one place centralized in an arcade, and that's how he was going to find him. And he's like, "Well, how did you find me?" He's like, "I just looked into everyone's eyes, and I found the person that was very upset being in the crowd, which was obviously the villain of this week."
Yes.
Interesting. But definitely thought of Sherlock Holmes and his Watson as Margot Lane.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. She wasn't very big in this
episode. This episode, she barely was in it, but she did.
She's like, "No, Shadow, don't go! Don't go!
Don't go! I'm a damsel in distress." I think she gets more involved as the stories go. We listened to a pretty early episode.
Yeah.
But she's great. Sometimes she's voiced by the wonderful Agnes Moorehead.
Yeah, that was kind of cool to hear.
Yeah.
Samantha's mom from Bewitched.
Mm-hmm. It's very great. So I think we have a grasp of how we would do a mystery, a shadow tale.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, we'll be right back after this short nothing. Who is it that knows what evil lurks in the hearts of everybody? It's the shadow. This week, the shadow and his best friend, Melanie, are in their secret hideout, which looks like it's just a normal house. That's why it's so secret. Well, hello, Melanie.
Hi, Shadow.
Shh, you shouldn't call me Shadow, even though we're in our secret hideout.
Oh, what do I call you again?
My code name, of course, is Reginald.
All right, Reginald.
A very normal name that everyone would have.
Yes, Reginald Brown.
Yes.
I remember now.
Reginald Brown. Anyway, Melanie, there's something amiss.
What's going on, Shadow?
Well, it's Gay Pride Month.
Yes, it is, of course.
And last week at the Washington, D.C. Gay Pride Parade, there was an explosion!
Oh my goodness, there was an explosion?
Yes, and I'm afraid that the gay pride this week in Los Angeles might be compromised.
Oh, do you think the two are connected?
I think they're all connected.
Oh my. What are we gonna do?
Well, as you know, I can cloud people's minds and they think I'm invisible.
Yes.
It's actually funny you should, have me bring that up. It's actually just technology, because nothing is magic in this day and age.
How does it work?
Well, I plug in the machine, and I put it on my head, and it scrambles people's brains using electroshock and LED lights.
I could do that job, then.
Yeah, we could all do it, but since I only invented one, I'm the one that gets to be called the Shadow.
Oh, I see.
So.
Shadow-S?
Shadow? Yeah, that'd be great if there were only some girl that could fill the job, but.
All right, Reginald. You be the Shadow for now.
Well, I am, so I will. I'm gonna go to the Los Angeles Gay Pride Parade and make sure that somebody doesn't blow it up.
That would be a shame.
Yeah.
If someone would blow it up.
They'd all go up in flames. All right. I'll stay in communication with you.
Go save the day, Shadow.
All right. Oh, well, it's a beautiful day here at the Gay Pride Parade in Los Angeles.
Pocket full of hot dogs.
All right, so I'm gonna look around and see if there's anything suspicious. No one can see me. That's great. I'm scrambling everyone's mind. Perfect. Oh. Well, this is funny. Everyone's looking excitable and happy except for this one gentleman over there. In fact, he looks like he's up to no good. I think I'll get a closer look. Oh, Well, he seems a little maniacal, doesn't he? All right, that. He must be the one. All right, I'm gonna follow him. Looks like he's walking down. Looks like he's walking down into... Oh! Isn't that weird? We're going underground. This must be how he does it. Right below the street where they're planning the parade. All right, I'm going to make myself visible to him again. For the first time. Hey, look behind you!
Hey, who are you?
I'm the Shadow. What I should be asking you is, who are you?
I am Richard Brown.
That's funny. You don't look like my brother.
Oh, but I am your brother.
Well, this is a twist of fate. I haven't seen you since you were 5 years old.
Well, when Mother dropped me on the other doorstep, I was raised by the Anti-Shadow.
Well, you look like you were raised by something other than a mother.
And now I will blow up the gays!
Well, why? Why do you hate the gays so much? What did they ever do to you?
Oh, the gays, they're just so bad and they don't love the women.
Well, you're homophobic. No brother of mine needs to be homophobic. Well, watch. You think you're so special? Can you do this? I'm gone.
Where did you go, Shadow?
I'm back.
Oh!
So, the trick is...
Brother! Brother, why don't you join me?
No.
We can blow up the gays together.
I don't want to blow up the gays. That's homophobic. You need to get to your senses, brother. You need to come up to the outside world and realize that things are more liberal now than they've ever been.
What if we went upstairs together and we blew up the gays together?
I can see that you have a one-track mind. Look, I was trying to avoid this, but I think I'm going to have to become invisible and take you to jail myself.
Oh, where are...
You must be sensitive to the sunlight.
Oh, I'm melting! Melting!
I'll take you straight to prison.
Okay.
Officer, I'm sorry to say that he is related to me. He was my brother. And I think he needs to go behind bars because he... can't even stay in the sunlight anyway, so... book 'em. Any last words, Richard, before we put you behind bars forever?
Oh, Reginald. Reginald. Why would you turn away your own brother? All we needed to do was destroy the gays and we could have controlled the world!
Because any brother that's not a brother to the homosexuals is no brother of mine. I want you to learn your lesson in prison like any suitable citizen should when they go against the law. And I'm sorry to say, I'll miss you.
Damn you, Shadow!
Well, damn yourself. Damn yourself. This has been an episode of The Shadow. Tune in next week. Same time, same channel, same shadow. Goodbye.
I didn't know you were still recording.
We were just saying that Melanie played a huge part, but so did Margot in the original one. We were like,
yes.
She was barely.
Yes, it's used. Good that they had a woman in that because it was important to the story.
Yeah, really helped out.
Yes, yes.
And maybe the Shadow isn't homophobic, but he might be a little sexist.
Yeah, maybe.
Well,
He's going to have to take a shadow bride.
Sounds right. Maybe in our next episode. Well, thank you. This has been another wonderful episode of Second Golden Age of Radio.
Radio.
Tune in next week when we go over another old-time radio show. Spread the word. Share this podcast with the world. For now, I'm Richard Templeman.
And I'm Kelly Tolley.
Have a pleasant evening.
Goodbye.
Excuse me. Sorry.